Thanks for listening to the Tech Tools for Teachers podcast, where each week we talk about a free piece or two of technology that you can use in your classroom. I'm your host, Shannon Martin. I'm a middle school teacher, technology coach, and personalized learning coordinator for my district.
And I'm her husband and producer, Fuzz Martin.
How's it going?
Oh man, it's so great.
Episode 38.
Are we done with winter yet?
It just started.
Because the whole getting dark at
like 4:30 at night.
Yeah, yeah, I'm over it.
It feels like midnight and it's like 6:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm way over that right now. It's only November and I'm feeling like it's the middle of February.
But it does start getting lighter, like after December, like the days start getting longer again.
We've got like a month and a half before we get to when it's going to start getting
like 5 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today, speaking of time and numbers.
We're mathing.
We're doing the maths.
So I always say mathing.
Okay.
Instead of math or like, hey, we're going to do some mathing today instead of like calculating things.
Yep.
And I've been corrected several times, like
by students or
teachers and other staff teachers. But then it's been embraced by people now too. Good. Well, they're like Shanna, it's calculations or we're calculating things. I'm like, yeah, it's mathing. You're using math. We're mathing. And then I've had people like, you know what? I'm totally using that now.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't need to be so formal. Calculating sounds very formal. No,
it's like adulting, but with numbers.
Right. We're mathing. Calculating is formal.
Yeah, it's boring.
It's mathing.
Mathing is fun.
Mathing is math-tacular.
Yeah, it's, oh, wow.
I'm going to create my own dictionary.
Thank you, General Mathis.
It's math-azing.
A math-sing?
A math-sing.
All right, I'll allow
it.
It's
just schnazzy.
It's schnaz.
So we're talking about math because I've covered quite a few other subjects and I have so many things when I coach staff that are so, like, they're so content specific that I like to share like my discussions I have with other teachers, and I feel hopefully that this will be helpful for other teachers and any teacher that has any sort of mathing happening in their classroom. So science teachers would benefit from this, or, you know, like various sciences, you know, physics versus
chemistry,
yeah, or even like biology. You know, there's different things where you're constantly using
numbers. Gonna just name all the science.
Yes, we are. And so even in my like robotics class, we use math. So I feel while the students sometimes like say, when will I use math? I can't. Yeah. Like, you will use math forever, so
right,
just use your math skills.
Exactly.
So I have a few websites to help move along the mathing that's happening.
All right.
And a few of them.
You have 2 + 2.
I do. Equals 4.
Yeah, foresights could work.
Foresights. You have any foresight to know what they are?
Oh, man. I do, because I'm looking at our Trello board and I see that we're going to talk about Khan Academy, Desmos.
I think it's Desmos, but it could
I think
be
you're right. And Plotvar.
Yep.
Or Plotvar.
Which is like a secret one.
Oh, quiet. And Engineer Girl.
Yep.
Which has really cool illustrations.
Yes. And there's lots to go with it. Okay.
So and I don't know what order you're going in, so.
We're starting with Desmos.
Desmos.
So Desmos.com. Desmos.com. Explore math with Desmos. So there's different parts of this website, which are pretty cool. The first one is like the first section of the homepage. You have your four function and scientific like calculator type graphing thing, which is pretty sweet. So if you click four function, the little website comes up and you have your little calculator and ta-da, it's got your little like four functioning calculator, which is fantastic. Then if you click scientific, which is super cool, you also then have the scientific calculator. So when kids are like, hey, I can never find a calculator, you can be like, hey, go here. All right. So what I really want to focus on, though, well, I guess if you click in the middle, too, then you have teacher classroom activities, which is awesome. There's featured activities or collections, so like quadratic functions or modeling. But then they have things like the solar system and circles, and they have different age levels of projects. And it's kind of cool if you pick one, like the solar system, test tube scientific notation, then there's like warm-ups built in, there's like pictures, there's interactive things, and you can add a class code and then students can work within it. So there's just, there's so many different choices that you can work within, play around with, find out what like what you're teaching, and then there's tons of resources, which is really sweet. And it's nice that you can connect your students through it with the class code, which is always helpful. And like with all of this, there's also, you can download it on the App Store or it's in Google Play. So it's not just online, which is nice.
So yeah, you can use it for like a graphing calculator.
Yeah, exactly. If they need a graphing calculator on their phone, you don't have to pay $160 for the...
To Texas Instruments. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that.
As a father of a teenager.
Yes.
Feel that.
Yeah. She hasn't, we haven't purchased hers yet. She uses her Chromebook.
Good. Well, with, maybe she can use her iPhone now.
She can.
Will they allow that?
Yeah. I mean, in the classes, not on testing, I don't think, but like in her classroom, her teachers would allow it.
Sure.
So what's really super cool about this, though, is if you look above the little like calculator stuff and the teacher stuff, where it says start graphing. So there's a giant red button that says start graphing.
Yeah.
And graph paper comes up, which is fantastic. But if you click the little plus button in the left-hand corner, you can do expressions, you can do note, you can do tables. So you can teach graphing, like the students can graph and plot all of the numbers and things that they need to, and they're not drawing it all out on a piece of paper, but they also have the digital version. They can delete and edit and see how things actually graph out.
Sure.
So if you pick the table and you drop in numbers under your X and Y, it plots it right onto your graph paper for you, which is nice. That, to me, as a child in school that did not understand math very well and graphing was not my favorite thing.
Yeah.
I always had a hard time with my X's and Y's and being able to graph it and see it.
Yep.
But this, as I put the numbers in, like shows you right away.
So it shows like what your changes, how they affected on the graph.
Yeah. So if you put a negative in, you can see it right away versus like messing it up, erasing it 5,000 times, not being able to
Waiting for the teacher to correct your paper and tell you what you did wrong. Yeah.
So you can plot all kinds of things on these graphs, which is awesome. And then you have the options to, when you go to share it, you can just share the link with somebody. You can print them or you can export your images or embed them. So if they're doing some sort of presentation, they could drop the graph in.
Yep.
If they need to print it off and show teacher their work, they can. But there's so many ways students could use this in the classroom, or if they're going to, maybe they're doing their math assignment, they need to share it with the teacher. They can share the link with the teacher and the teacher can check right away if they've plotted out the numbers that they need to.
Right.
But it just makes beautiful graphs, and they can plot all kinds of points. They could be doing something out of their work in class and then show it to you and then graph it out. So there's all different options that they could do at all different levels of math. And it's a really cool, pretty easy to use graphing site. So with all the other things that the calculators they offer, they also have this really cool graphing site.
Excellent.
So my suggestion is check it out. The other cool thing is if on the left-hand side, there's like the three lines, if you click on it, then they also have examples. So if you have students that are struggling, they have examples like tons. So from like slope intercept to trigonometry to polar lambic, I don't even know what these words are. Transformations, statistics, calculus. And so they show, you can click on that then, and it shows you exactly what that should look like if you're graphing it properly, like what that type of graph would look like. You could open it up and it will drop it onto the graph paper for you with the equations. So then like you can see what you should be doing right with your own graph.
Sure.
Anyway, I thought it was really cool and really helpful.
You know what those three lines are called, right? Where you click that on the menu. No. You know what that's called?
The three lines on the menu.
It's called a hamburger menu.
Because usually it's the waffle.
No, because it's, well, it's a waffle if it's a grid like that. But when it's those three lines, it's a bun and a patty in between. And it's called
like the cheese.
The technical term is
a hamburger.
A hamburger menu.
Okay, so click on the hamburger.
So you know that now.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I always call it the three lines.
Yeah.
But in Google, I always call it a waffle.
Yeah, but so if you just say Yeah, there's the waffle, which is the grid. Right. And then there's the hamburger menu, which is the three lines,
right,
which is standard UX.
Fun. Look at that.
Now you know. You learned something today.
Hamburger menu. When you're looking at your graphs.
So Desmos.
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 Desmos.com.
D-E-S-M-O-S.
Yeah.
.com.
Very cool. Check it out. There's classroom activities. But as a math teacher or a science teacher, like just so many things to offer that I think are very user friendly. Because I know math isn't always where you, there's a lot of digital tools. Yeah. So,
are you going to talk about the cool thing about this site that I haven't been talking about yet? Because I.
No, go ahead.
The staff picks the creative art where you can learn how to how to graph Peppa Pig or Groot or a snow globe.
I was skipping over that just because there's
Winnie the Pooh. You can learn how to GIF graph Danny DeVito.
Yes, yeah. If you scroll Pokemon. Down, so as I'm going through all these tools, if you scroll a little bit further down on the page,
yes.
A little further. They even have the NASA logo in there.
They've got SpongeBob's house.
They have Lilo. They have Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. The Up Lilo. Characters. Oh my gosh. We're back to that again.
Lilo and Stitch.
I apparently say
it wrong. They have a Jeep. So anyway.
They teach you how to graph cool pictures too. Which is a fun way to teach
Rick from Rick and Morty. Nice.
There you go.
It's going to get me into graphing.
You're going to be graphing.
Holy cow. And they're just a ton of... Wow. That's actually really cool. When you click into the images, it shows you all of the equations. So to graph Rick from Rick and Morty, there's 93 different equations that you need to use. And you can see when you delete one, the line that it deletes. It's really cool.
Right. Same with Princess Peach.
Yeah.
You can just... Oh, yeah. You can dress up.
So Desmos.com.
Yes. Spend some time with it.
Yeah.
Show it to your kids. It's pretty, it's a very cool site. Mm-hmm. All right. So our next site is Plotvar. I don't know. It's Plotvar. I think it's P-L-O-T.
So yeah.
V-A-R.
Yeah. So it may be var, like variable.
Plotvar.
But it looks like it's Plotvar.
It does. Plotvar.
But if it was VAR by itself, it'd be VAR.
Now, what's interesting about this site is, there's a lot of ads and stuff, kind of. Don't click the actual start now. So they keep having, ads between the graphing things.
Yeah, yep.
Which, to me, drives me nuts, but I get it. It's
a little
free
shade,
site.
Yeah.
But if you... So, across the top, it's kind of hard. It's not super user-friendly, but it's kind of just very cool and straightforward when you get to
You get to what you need, yeah.
So, across the top... You'll see home, line graphs, bar graphs, pie charts. I can talk today. Live graph, samples. Okay. So you pick one, bar graph. Click on bar graph.
Done.
Okay. Now, if you look below the weird green start now button, it says chart title, y-axis, x values, Siri name, and then you type in your values. So type in your information.
Sure.
Give your numbers. So you already need your numbers ahead of time. Then you click the create button.
Okay.
And boom.
Boom.
There's a bar graph. And it's already made and it's super pretty and it's just it's there. It's done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that.
So it's it. There's just here, put your numbers in. Here's a graph. Put your numbers in. Here's a line graph.
Yeah.
It's very super straightforward. And then very teeny tiny in the right-hand corner, you can see print the chart or export as a vector. And you print or save it as a PDF or whatever you want to do. And then you can drop these charts into a presentation, into a lab. So I've been working with one of our science teachers, and we've been doing some graphing, but she wants very straightforward, simple graphs for the students to put into their lab reports for her.
Right.
So what she does is this works really well on her iPads in her classroom.
Okay.
So she pulls it up, they type in their numbers, they hit hit what they need to, and then they create their graph, and the graphs are, put right into their lab reports.
Sure, yeah.
And they're ready to go. There's not a lot of frills. There's not a lot of anything, but it makes beautiful graphs right away.
Yep.
And if you're charting out numbers and just practicing, this would be a great way to get some visuals when you're practicing with graphing.
Sure.
There's some samples in there that you can click on, and they give you other fancier line charts and bar graphs and stuff, so you can see other samples. But what I think is interesting about this site is that it's connected to, if you click on a graph, so I'm going to click back on a bar graph here. It's connected to highcharts.com, yep. Mm-hmm. Which is a paid site.
Oh, gotcha.
So this is like the trial, kind of?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like highcharts is what powers that graph.
Yes.
And so highcharts would be if you were building a website and wanted a JavaScript graphing module, mm-hmm. This is what you would use to make to make the graphs.
Yeah, but if you actually go to highcharts, it's all like
right. So
sign up, pay for stuff.
Yeah, but that would be like if you wanted to sign up and pay for it to install it on your website. Mm-hmm. So
Plotbar is what we're working with.
Yeah.
And it makes pretty little simplified graphs and gives you graph types and gives you just some basic information. Even if you click like graph types, it'll tell you like a line graph and it gives you definitions and information. So it's mm-hmm. full of easy little graphing information and basic knowledge if you kind of need some straightforward graphing for your students. So
yeah, pretty cool.
Plotbar. Works well in science lab reports.
Yeah, nice.
Try that one out.
And I'm sure it works great in math.
Yeah, since it's mathing.
You know, since we're mathing.
Mathing.
Doing the math.
Because you do math in so many different ways. I just can't even.
All of the math.
My students took a tour, their college
yes.
tour. They did like a college tour. Kind mm-hmm. of. We took the eighth graders on a tour. And we went to the tech school and the two-year school and the four-year school. And it's amazing how everyone's like, you need math. There's so many things you need math in. And we're always like telling the kids, like, you need so much math. And then they're always like, when am I ever going to use this? And we're like, numbers all of the time.
Yeah.
So
I was really
trying to incorporate that as much as possible.
Like, just okay at numbers when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But now I use numbers. Like, I'm creating estimates and
even
stuff
in
like that.
Even the creatives use numbers. Oh, yeah.
All the time. And even, mm-hmm. I mean, even if you're a designer and you're having to know, like, print gutters and all, you know, like,
yeah.
margins and all right. that stuff. Totally.
You totally have to know numbers. So I was talking to our math teacher.
Yeah.
One of our math teachers. We have several of them. And.
Do you do the math? Are you mathing?
Are you mathing? Mathing. And so he's one that gives me, you know.
Yes.
He harasses me about using the word mathing. It's fine. So I asked, because I'm always throwing new websites. I'm like, hey, you're going to make infographics in math this week. And he's like, sure. I'm like, we're going to do probability. We're going to do all these fun things with it. Sure. Mm-hmm. So I asked, I was like, what is your favorite math site? And of course, he's like, it's really boring, but it's amazing because if you're not using Khan Academy, I feel like everyone's using Khan Academy because it has so much to offer. But if you haven't used it in a while, or you're like, I don't know, everyone's using Khan Academy, mm-hmm. it has got to be one of the best free resources out there. And they have lots of content. It's not just math. Like, I use it sometimes in social studies class.
Sure.
But, like, when you click on courses, when you can cover math from preschool through, like, high school, adults. Science and engineering, you know, statistics, AP statistics, AP calc, pre-calc, trig, you know, it helps you test prep for the SATs, the MCATs. Like, there's so much information here that it's such a great resource. So, a lot of our teachers use it as like the videos as a resource for students for additional help after school mm-hmm. or if they're absent. Some of them have it set up where they do assign like weekly reviews or weekly assignments online.
Right.
Because we've also noticed that math, while kids do it a lot on paper, when it comes to standardized tests that are online, they don't do so much math online.
Okay.
So they have to learn to be able to write it on paper and transfer their thoughts the computer.
Sure, yeah.
Which is like a skill. So Khan Academy is still the favorite of everyone that I talk to, just with the amount of resources. But coming from a parent perspective, so the eldest, now in high school, every summer, since she's been in like, I don't know, like sixth grade.
Yeah.
There's always been a requirement over the summer that she needs to do Khan mm-hmm. an average of 45 minutes a week. So it's like 15 minutes, 3 days a week, or however she wants to break it up. But that time reinforcing her math and con over the summer, she's even said, has really helped her to not lose her math through the year.
Yeah.
So while teachers use it, as parents, you also, there's a parent option on there where your kids can sign up and you can track your kids, which is awesome.
Great.
And then they earn little badges and all kinds of stuff like that too, where they can be like, oh, you spent 20 minutes watching a video this week. You learned, you upped yourself three levels. Like, there's just so much that they can do. So if you're not in con, I mean, con again, khanacademy .org.
Yes, khan academy. I, so when we started doing this podcast, I was like, okay, so what are the sites that we're going to do? Because we're going to run out, which we're not going to run out. We're not going to run out. And the two immediately that I thought of were Khan Academy first and Code Academy second, which are similar type setups, one for math and one for code.
Yep.
Khan Academy is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and a bunch of those big, you know, like Bank of America, that they're all making this.
Right.
Like, they know that they need numbers people to, like, help their businesses when they, you know, we need to feed the younger kids so that we're growing a crop of smart mathy people.
People that can run, businesses.
Smart mathers.
Mathers, design and engineering, which we'll get into, and just knowing how numbers work and how to read numbers. And and it's there's so many things. So Khan Academy, if you haven't played around with it, or you've just used it as a teacher as a resource, because I know I've used the videos as resources sometimes too, please expose your students to it. You can sign up as a class and have student rosters where you can assign stuff to kids or track things. It's kind of nice for smaller group math, that if you have kids at different levels, that you can track and see where they're at, or if you want kids to, like, push them a little bit. So Khan Academy, if you're not using it, definitely use it. Check it out. See all the cool resources it has to offer.
One more thing.
Yeah.
They have this site in, like, 30 different languages.
Yeah.
So if you're teaching students with of different languages, this is also a...
Yeah, like English language learners.
Yeah, really good site for them.
And also for those kids that are, if you've got like Spanish 4 kids, have them do their math in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Yeah, it's a great way to do immersion learning as well.
Yes, and also a really cool website design that I really enjoy.
And there's a cute logo.
Yeah. So, all right, that's Khan Academy.
Khan Academy. Cool. So when we have all these math things going on, I feel like you have to also talk about sites that will push kids into careers in math. So engineergirl.org.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite sites. I come back to it, I feel like, every 3 months. And there's always new stuff, so then I get excited about it again. But engineergirl.org is a site, obviously, to push girls into engineering. But what's cool about it is, you, if you go into it, so there's engineers. So you click on the first tab, engineers. It says, like, I'm an engineer. And if you go there, it will talk about women engineers. There's filters, and there's actual women who are actually engineers, and it gives their story, and they explain, like, how they got into it.
Yeah.
They have a day in the life of a woman engineer. They have historical engineers. And then what's cool is they have an Ask an Engineer spot where you can actually enter in, like, questions and watch videos and learn things about women in engineering. What's also cool is you can go under what they do. And to me, engineering careers, like, understanding, like, it's not just...
bridges.
I feel like people always think civil engineering. Yeah, that's what they always think. But, like, aerospace engineering, biomedical engineering... industrial engineering, environmental engineering, like, they have all the different categories of engineering, which is amazing, because I feel like everyone is, like, just doesn't think beyond, like, the four that they always hear about. But once you click on the specific career, then it breaks down even further, gives you an overview, gives you resources, like Q&A, examples, like, just so much information. And in the last tab, it's how they get there. So you click prepare for college. It literally tells you, click on high school classes. It tells you what classes suggested to sign up for in high school if you're interested in a career along these lines. And then we're in math. We're mathing this week. There's the question that says, why take math? Oh. And then they tell you all the reasons why math is important when it comes to your future. And you click on that. And then it gives you a whole breakdown with a video explaining these are all the reasons.
Yeah.
You need to take algebra, geometry, trig, calculus. These are the tools that are going to help you. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really great resource if you're having girls explore engineering. I think I've talked about it before a little bit. I've mentioned it because the site, it changes and it's always adding more information.
Yep.
And if you're focusing on science and engineering and math and all the STEM careers, it's definitely a girl-friendly website. And it doesn't look so straightforward, you have to do this.
Yeah.
It's more inviting that...
It's also not girly, though.
Agreed. Yes.
It's not it's not offensive
when you're saying that. No, there's not. Yeah.
It's definitely...
it's colorful and it's more inviting than just being straightforward, listing off information people.
But it's not insulting
No.
Yeah.
There's
rocket ships and
flowers.
Clouds and... Yeah.
And
technology and atoms and stuff. Yes. But it's cool. It's really nice design and looks easy to follow along and click on that. So do students come here and just read up and
kind of, well, there's a few different ways. We are one of our science teachers, she sets up the kids with a project where they get to choose any scientist in the world and then do a project about them and investigate and research them and learn more about that. So some of the girls come here to research that.
Yeah.
So the actual people, we also do a lot of careers research. As the eighth graders are moving forward into high school, what classes to take for their future. So we do a lot of talking about investigating careers, and we send them off and we give them certain resources, and this is one of them, to investigate careers. So it can be for career purposes, it can be learning specific things about engineering and about people and scientists. So it's a great resource for a lot of different avenues for students to kind of learn about engineering and science and math.
Sure.
Which is nice. And again, very user-friendly and just tons of information that's easy to get to. It's not pages and pages. It's very user-friendly, which is cool. So
yeah, that's excellent.
I think it's a great resource. So check out engineergirl.org if you have not.
By the way, if you have some potential female engineering students, there is a writing contest. And it has elementary school, so 3 to 5, grades 3 to 5, middle school and high school. And the contest is open as of when we are doing this podcast through February 1st, 2020.
So November through February.
Yep. And first place winner gets $500, second place $250, and third place $100 for each of the categories. So
cool.
And it gives you all the breakdowns of... And they give you a synopsis. So tell a story about a person learning to live on a new world while traveling through space. Mm-hmm. And then each age group has a little different submission requirements. So
very cool.
Which is pretty neat. So
yeah, check it out. Engineergirl.org.
Yeah.
Expose your students to it.
Love it. It's great.
It's super useful. So mathing. We've mathed today. We've done calculations.
We have 0 sites left to tell, which means that we've...
For today. We got a really long list
for the show,
stuff.
Yeah.
And I even have more math sites. So it's I only talk about 3 plus my engineering one because there's just so many and you can only try out so many things a week, right?
And we could talk about Khan Academy for...
For hours.
For hours. Do a Khan Academy podcast.
We could.
But we're not going to.
Because you could just go check it out and explore it.
Yeah.
And then tell us what you love about it.
That's right.
I always love to hear feedback about how things are happening in everyone else's classrooms. Cool. Well, thanks for tuning in. This has been the Tech Tools for Teachers podcast. If you ever have any questions, you can find me on Twitter @SmartInWI. And if you want to get more information on the links to the technology discussed in the episode, you can visit smartnwi.com, that fabulous ed tech directory, and share it with all of your staff members.
Do it.
New episodes each week. Thanks for listening. Go educate and innovate.
The ideas and opinions expressed in this podcast and the Smart NWI website are those of the author, Shanna Martin, and not of her employer. Prior to using any of the technologies discussed on the podcast, please consult with your employer regulations. This podcast offers no guarantee that the tools we talked about will work for you as described, but we hope they do. And we will talk to you again soon on the Tech Tools for Teachers podcast.
Bye.
See you.